Welcome back to Red Hawk Rewind, and my name is Tim Carey. This is Dave Meyer, and we have made it to 5 episodes now.
Episode 5, Tim. Can you believe it?
We're doing great.
Well, did you do anything fun this weekend?
I worked a lot.
Yeah.
Just home football game, home opener. I don't know.
What about you? Speaking of work, I don't know. We're a couple days early. But I believe in a couple of days is your 4-year anniversary of coming to Miami Athletics.
This is true. It's a little weird because I started so close to hockey season. So this is my 5th full hockey season coming up, even though I haven't quite been here for 4 years. The math of all that has never really mathed well. But yes, that's true.
I did bring something for us to celebrate with.
Okay.
For the audio people, we're opening a little Hostess cupcake here. Oh, shoot, I ripped it, kind of. Yeah.
We're going to have to clean this studio later.
Yeah, and we did bring some candles. We're not going to light them.
I just want to know, because I'm not a humble person, what would you do without me after, 4 years?
I mean, that's to be fair. Come on. Was this the best decision of your life to come work for Miami Athletics and me?
I feel like this is one of those times, what we tell our student-athlete, the media question, you're just not quite sure how to answer that. Just be like, I'll pass. That's great. I'm not going to eat it.
It looks
on the
great.
Air.
It looks great.
It does. I mean, I'm going to have chocolate over every single one of my notes. Can we talk about our guest now?
So we're going to talk with Ava, right?
Ava Nettle.
She's with the cross-country team. She runs a lot and for long distances. What's the farthest you have ever run?
My PE class in college, I had to do 1.5 miles, so 6 laps around the track, and I should have trained for it because I'm not an athlete. I think I went out and ran one time and was like, okay, I don't want, it's not going to be fun to get ready for it. It's not going to be fun to do it, so I'm just going to do it. I am proud of, I was under 12 minutes in my 1.5 miles, and I just remember the next 30 minutes of my life, I thought I was going to die. And it's all been downhill or uphill or something
from
there.
What do you think right now if you and I had to go out and run, we'll just say a 5K?
Not a chance.
Like
I could walk.
Who wins?
You do. I could walk it. So if you ran half and then just stopped and didn't move anymore, then the whole tortoise and the hare thing I might pass.
I think the only way I win is I would have to cheat. I would park a car around the corner. So I would sprint to a corner, hop in a car, and then drive before you caught me.
I think you just need to eat one of these special desserts right before you start, and that would give you all the juice that you need to go win a race.
Well, should we bring in Ava?
Sounds good. And welcome back into Red Hawk Rewind. Our special guest today, Ava Nettle from the track and field and cross country team, now in her 6th year here from Rochester, Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's great to have you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Ava, I know you come just a couple weeks into the season, but how's it been going so far?
So far, good. We just had our first race, so it was, not our first race, my first race, and it was fun, yeah, down in Terre Haute, so, yeah.
From what I saw, 120 runners, 11 teams, you came in second, the team came in first,
yeah.
Miami person first, too, so just kind of give us a feel of what Saturday was like.
It was super fun. It was my first race in a long time, because last year and the year before, I had, a bout of, injuries and sicknesses, so I had to take some time off, but I don't know. It was just really nice to be back and be healthy and run with the team. And, yeah, I was a teammate first and second. So it was exciting to see what's to come.
You talked about a teammate. I mean, cross country, it feels very individualized, right? Because everybody's worried about their time and all of that.
Yeah.
But are you cognizant of that as you're running, of how the team is doing?
Yeah. Well, the coaches are usually, telling you, this person's here, we would get this person because this point, and it's all it's weird because running is individual, but cross country isn't. It's it is a team sport. Your score is with the team, not just you. So it's kind of cool because you're part of something way bigger than just yourself. So in the middle of a race, if you're feeling kind of tired, you can be well, this is for my team. I need to keep going, not just for me, but also for everyone else that is also out there right now too. And also it's nice because say your teammate comes with you and you can be come on, let's go, let's go get that person, because the more people ahead of that other team is more points or less points technically.
And Marissa had first, you had second. So, I mean, just a couple seconds apart there, but
yeah.
What is that kind of coming down the home straight, knowing I'm trying to catch somebody, but also it is my teammate.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I don't know. It's like at the end of the day, it is a race. So, of course, like, you're, like, the person in front of you or the person next to you, you're like, you do want to win and beat them because, like, I mean, running is also individual, but it's also just like seeing your teammate right next to you or right in front of you is still just exciting because that also means that, like, your team is doing really well. And I don't know, you train with these girls every day. So it's like when they do well, it's also very exciting because it's like, I see you, I see the hard work you're putting in. And so it's nice when it actually, like, shows.
So you didn't think about just like forearm knocking her over or anything like that?
No. I would never do that. Yeah. I don't know. I train with her every day as well because she's one of my training partners. So it's like, it's just exciting. Yeah. Like, I was happy for her.
What are the goals for you and for the team this season as you look toward MAC championships in October and cross country?
I feel like just get the best races as possible and like score as high in the MAC as we can in the region as we can. Try to go to nationals. I mean, I feel like when you're racing, like, everyone wants to win. There's no like, you can always be like, oh yeah, like, I'm racing just like to go have fun. It's like, yeah, it's fun, but it's really fun to also try your best and win too. So I think just like trying to see where we land in the region. Yeah.
So you said this was your first race in a while. How, what was it like to get back out there?
Well, it was really scary at first. I was like on the line, like, oh my God, it's been so long. And I was like, I said in the warm up, I was like, I think my heart rate's higher right now than it has been on any workout we've done yet. But I don't know, it just felt super nice because it's like exciting to actually feel good when you step on the line and like see what you can do, because we do so much like miles and workouts, but like you can't simulate a race in any workout. So when you actually get to step on the line and like do it again, it's very exciting. Yeah.
What goes through your mind in a race, if anything? I mean, it's a long time. I mean, especially you're a distance runner, whether that's your track or cross country, but like, 3 minutes in, 6 minutes in, 15 minutes in, like, what are you thinking?
So it's actually really funny you ask that because people have asked me that. I get that question all the time, especially because I do like 10K and 5Ks on the track. And it's like, they're like, you run around circles for like 30 minutes. Like, what do you think about? And honestly, I don't remember, which is so weird. And I know a lot of people do remember, but I think I like block out. Like, I go into this like blank, like la la land where like I just don't remember the race at all. And I know like there's a couple times during the race I was just thinking like, there's the gator ahead of me. And I was thinking like, oh my gosh, it's still going. It was like the gator floored it at one point, and I have this like weird distinct memory of like the gator like going ahead, and I was like, where's it going? And I was scared because I was like, I don't know where I'm going, and like I had to follow that thing, I can't catch it. But yeah, I don't know, I feel like a lot of it is just like thinking about like, okay, where am I, like what time am I, like what's the splits and all that kind of stuff. But cross country is hard because there's not like a they don't really have splits because it's just like out in a field. So a lot of times I'll be like, oh, look at that bird. Like, that's cool.
You know, it is like one option would be like you could be farther back in the pack and then you could just follow people and know where they're going. I mean, that's the kind of downside of being out toward the front.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Like later in the season, when we get to these big races, I don't think I'll have to worry about having people to show me the way.
So I'm going to go back a little bit. You're talking about how nervous you were, you know, before the race. So you're up on the line, the gun goes off. At what point do you feel like you calm down?
I don't think I do. I'm going to be honest. Like, I think I just get really good at pretending I'm calm. Because, like, we'll be staying there. And I feel like the starters, like, they love it. The people who, like, have the start gun. Because they stand there and they're like, runners on your mark. Get set. And that get set moment, I swear, it takes forever before they, like, actually shoot the gun and you go. And I would think, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to calm down. But I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, what are they going to do it? And it's like, it's scary.
How did you get started in running, whether track or cross, especially like distance running?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know, that's a weird question. I was a competitive figure skater all throughout high school, and I was actually like auditioning for Disney on Ice and going to do that. I have a really weird background.
I have a lot of questions now. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And so I actually was auditioning for Disney on Ice, and I did cross country. My first track race is actually in my freshman year of college. And that's another story about that. That was crazy for me. And
I'm going to write that down. Hang on. Yeah. Come back to that.
It's a funny story. And so I just did cross country, was running, and like I love to run. I've always loved to run. And I like was COVID happened and I was like, all the rinks shut down. All I could do is like go for runs. And so I just started running a lot. And then I got a call from Miami and they're like, hey, we're like wondering if you want to join the cross country team. And I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. I like to run. Like, that sounds like a good idea. And I decided to quit skating and start running. So,
okay. I'm 46 years old. I can barely run to the bottom of my driveway to get the mail. Okay, so why would somebody want to do this where it just seems very stressful? It seems like strenuous. Why would you want to do something like this?
It's oddly very fun. Like, I don't know. It's very simple, which I like. It's like just put your shoes on and go out the door and start running. And I think it's very stressful, but it's also very relaxing in a weird way. Like, all you got to do is focus on going as fast as you can and just keep pushing to see if you can go faster, especially in races. And I feel like I don't know, like when you're a little kid, like you run out the door and you just keep running and you get tired, but like it's just super fun to feel everything like going by you really fast. And so I think like the more you do it, the easier it gets too. So I don't know. It's a funny sport because it's like, yeah, it hurts, but it's also really fun. I don't know.
But Tim, just to follow up to that, like, I've worked a lot of races mm-hmm. back in my day of when everybody gets done and everybody just looks like they're in so much pain. And I'm like, why would anybody go through that? I mean, is there a lot of pain when you get done?
Personally, no. I don't think it's a lot of pain. I mean, you're definitely like, oh my gosh, like I was working. But like, you're not like, I don't know. It's not like you're like, oh my gosh, everything just like, I'm falling apart at the seams. Okay, sometimes it looks like that. Yes, it does. But it's also like a weirdly like euphoric moment. Like the runner's high is a real thing. Like the excitement and the happiness that like you feel when you're running is like unlike any other feeling, I'd say. And I mean, I don't know, because like if you put me up like in basketball court, I will just fall over and trip. Like I can't do any of that business. But like I think that's like 10 times harder. So I don't even know.
Did you hang up the skates for good?
Yeah, I have not set foot on the ice in wow. like 6 years.
So what would life have been like in Disney on Ice?
I don't know. I always joke I could have been a princess. And so that's something I mean, I don't know if I would have been a princess. I could have been a donkey for all I know. But yeah, but it would have been traveling and like touring and doing like Disney princess or like Disney dances and all that stuff, which would have been fun. But I don't know. I think it just wasn't for me, which.
If you could pick which princess, do you have a favorite?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, why?
My dream character. I don't know. I love the movie Tangled. It's like one of my favorite Disney movies. And also she gets to like, in Disney at least, gets to like spin around like on these like silks and stuff. And I think that would be so fun to be like jumped into the air and like just like spinning around.
So are you a big Disney fan as well? Or just more Disney on Ice?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a big Disney fan, honestly. I mean, I like, it's fun. Like, the songs are amazing. And I have a 5-year-old niece, so I know all the, like, Disney and Nickelodeon, like, cartoon stuff because she's obsessed with them. But I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm, like, a huge Disney person, but I just really loved skating at the time. And I was like, well, I was not definitely not going to be going to like the Olympics or that and stuff. So I was like, well, if I want to continue professionally, I would have to be doing shows. And that was like, well, that just sounds like a good option.
So did you also do Nordic skiing? Did I see that somewhere?
I did for like, so I do at home, like on my own, but I joined the ski team for like 2 weeks in high school, but then I quit because it was cold and I didn't want to be outside in the cold.
Wait. Skiing was cold and that was a surprise?
No, it wasn't. It was just funny.
Wait, skiing in Minnesota was cold.
Well, I didn't think they would have us go out in like the negative 20 degrees. And then they did. And I was floored. I was like, wait, we're going now? Like, it's negative 30 out. And they're like, yeah, just put on a ton of clothes. You'll be fine. I was not fine at all. I was shivering. I was so upset. I got home from the practice and I was like, I'm never doing that again. That's horrible. And my parents are like, you live in Minnesota. What did you think was going to happen? Because my dad is a huge Nordic skier. He did like the Berkey, the like giant ski race. And so he was like, you're going to love it. It's going to be amazing. It'll be the best thing ever. And then I was like, you forgot one problem. I hate the cold. I hate it.
That's Disney too, right? The cold never bothered me anyway.
Oh, it bothers me real bad. That's why I don't want to be Elsa. And Rapunzel's in like summer. Yeah, so I just was like, no more for me. So but yeah.
What is Nordic skiing? Has that different than normal skiing?
Yes, so it's cross country skiing, and it's like you have two poles in your hands.
Do you like just being tortured?
Apparently, I guess. Yeah. Well, obviously no, because I would quit. I couldn't do it.
I want to hear about the first track race in Miami.
Okay, so it was an indoor 3K. It was my first track race ever. It was freshman year, and I had never run a 3K before. I didn't even know what that was. I honestly didn't even know how long it was, and it was indoor flat track, which a flat track for 200 meters is like turns where you feel like you're sideways. And they're not bad. They're fine if you know what you're doing. However, I didn't, and I didn't know what was going on, and which – at retrospect, like, it's obvious, like 3K, like, you know how to do this. But I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so we start the race, and I fall. Like, I eat it. I trip over someone else because I'm clumsy. And I get, like, track burn all down my shoulder and on my, like, leg. And I get up and I keep running. And I'm, like, sitting there, like, half crying because, like, I fell in the first, like, 100 meters of this race. And I was like, oh my God, that's track? Like, I can't, what is this? And then the coach was like, well, it gets better, I swear. And I was like, I hope.
How long into that experience is it before you realize, like, hey, this is going to be, once I get over this, this is going to be a really good story for the rest of my life?
Oh, definitely not that day. I think once that track burn healed, I felt a little bit better. But yeah, track burn is no joke. I didn't even know that was a thing.
So did you finish that race?
I did. Yeah.
And how'd it go?
Oh, let's just say not well. I'm sure there's a Tiefer's like history of it somewhere, but I'd prefer not to look back on it.
So Tim can find anything on the internet. It's his special skill. So.
Oh, it's on there. It's on there.
go check into that.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, you've been an All-American. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that first, because then I want to get into the whole marathon thing, which is its own, but.
I'm all over the place.
What was that experience like to go to prelims, to do really well? I know you were like out in front for a long time in that race, and then to go and have the performance that you did, second team All-American in the 10K.
Oh, it was amazing. I really like the heat, as you could tell. I'm not a cold person, so being in Florida was like my favorite thing in the entire world. And I was also in Austin, Texas for nationals, which to my benefit personally, because more heat. But my brother also lives in Austin, Texas, so it was exciting because like my whole family could come and like see me race. And I don't know, it was just really cool because I've never seen a stadium that full. And so I was like, I remember like stepping to the stadium and I was like, oh my gosh, people are actually staying to watch the 10K, because like usually like no, like, and I understand this completely, people usually like leave, like the 10K is usually like late in the evening, like 9-10 p.m. And people are like, all right, we're done.
Well, it's like 30-some minutes, right? Like, they could probably go get dinner and come back.
They could. That's the thing. It's like, and honestly, like, I mean, it's fun for me, but I could not imagine just watching me run around the track in circles for 30 minutes. And so it was, like, crazy because I've never heard, like, people so loud for a race, and it was just really exciting.
Do you remember what you ran in that race?
I think it was, like, a 33:30, maybe? Something like that.
Okay, so running basically as hard as you can, or at your pace for that long of a time.
Yeah.
But then to be able to say that you're an All-American, like, that's something you get to take with you forever. Like, when you hear that, how cool is that?
It was cool. It's really cool. I kind of still don't always believe it. Like, when people say like, "Oh yeah, you're an All-American," I go, "No, I'm not." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Like, didn't happen." And that I remember, like, I finished the race, and I didn't know first and second team was a thing, because I was still kind of new to track, like, and knowing like the terminology and everything like that. And I finished. I looked at my coach. I go, "Was that good?" And he's like, "Yeah, that was good." I was like, "Really? I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know what's going on here."
It must be a rough life when you become an All-American before you know what that is.
Yeah, I really didn't know what it was.
Well, just so you can compare that, in the Meyer household with my daughter, her first tennis match, it got over, and she came up and goes, "Dad, did I win?" So that's how, okay, we've come a long way since
then. Yeah, yeah. At least I know what winning would be like. Yeah. I mean, I did not win, so I would have known if I did, though.
You might not have won, but you won that day. That's amazing.
You have the school record in the 10K, too, but also, like, the marathon thing. You were the U.S. Olympic trials. Like, how many marathons have you done, and kind of what was that experience like?
Well, I've done at, well, that was my, technically my third, the Olympic trials. I, for some reason, when I was like, I found out at 18 you could run marathons. Like, that was like the healthy age to do it as a female. I don't know why it's healthy, but they're like, oh, you shouldn't do it before 18. And I was like, okay. And I was, I think, 19 years old. It was the season between like my freshman and sophomore year, the summer between them. And I was like, I'm going to do a marathon because I want to. And so I did that one just for fun. There's no pace, no nothing. And then it was, I think, senior year, like junior year, senior year, something like that. Yeah, it was my senior year. And they're like, one of our coaches is like, oh, it's Olympic trials qualifying year. Like, do you want to try to qualify for the Olympic trials? And I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds like a fun thing to do. So we started like training me for marathons, and like it being a 10K-er, like they all go together. And so then I did the California International Marathon, and I ran that in the qualifying time. And then I went to the Olympic trials, and I just remember like standing on the start line thinking like, oh my God, I do not. I'm like, I don't know if I should be here, because I like saw like these like I saw Des Linden and like all these like big name runners, and I was like, oh God. I was like, I'm scared now. Like, I'm petrified. But yeah, so it was kind of just like a like, let's see if you can do it thing, and I found out that I could. So just seeing what's gonna happen.
And you were like the youngest person in the trials. Is that true?
Yeah, that's it awful. Felt like it. That's for sure. I did not know what I was doing at all.
So. I feel like I have this question a lot when we have people that it almost feels like good things just kind of happen for you with some of this, right?
Sometimes. Where,
but it's got to be something in you that helps you push you to that limit, though, I would think.
I just really want it, I think. I mean, everyone, I feel like if you're here, everybody wants it. But it's also, I don't know, I just always think that, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm not just going to, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna train for it. Like, no, I'm training for it. If I have a goal, I want it. So it's like, what can I do? What are the steps to get that goal? And like, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna be 100% in it.
But where's that come from?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's just like the love of the sport, probably. Because yeah. I think it like my parents always say, if you're not having fun, why are you doing it? And it's like, for me, that's the most fun, is when I'm doing the training, doing the process, and like loving it every second of it. And I think the want to do it is actually more of the victory than actually achieving it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Academically, what is your degree in? What do you hope to do with it? Kind of,
yeah.
Any favorite classes that you've enjoyed in Miami? Just kind of give us that, classroom side.
So academically, I graduated with liberal studies in sociology and humanity, or not sociology, social studies, yeah.
You should probably know your major.
I should know my major. I don't know. I changed it because I was pre-med. I was. And then I realized I could not be a doctor. there was no want for that. And I did not try very hard for that.
You could help people fix track burns, though.
Oh, no, because I could barely fix my own. I had to go to the trainers for it. And, yeah, there's a lot of antibacterial and bandages being put on. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, and then so now I'm studying for the LSAT to hopefully go to law school and be a lawyer, because funnily enough, I was pre-med, and then I did switch my major to social sciences and humanities, remembered what it was now, and I was like, man, I do not like any of my medical classes, and I only like the legal classes, like, because we had to do, like, you had to take, like, HIPAA and, like, all these, like, ethics classes, and I really liked the ethics ones, but I just hated the, like, anatomy. I was like, I don't want to be in this lab. I don't want to look at this frog. Like, I don't want to do this. And then I was like, maybe I'd like to be a lawyer, and then that was how that came to be.
Awesome.
So I'm the world's biggest Dateline fan, and there's lots of lawyers on there. What side, what kind of lawyer do you want to be?
Definitely not one of them.
Okay.
Nothing against them. It's just I'm not cut out for that lifestyle. Maybe family law, perhaps medical law, but I would like to be a lawyer where I'm like nice. Like, try to be on the good side of things, not the bad side of things. I don't want to be tearing down any forests or anything.
Did I see you just had a birthday? I mean, best part of a birthday being on Red Hawk Rewind, I'm sure. Right?
Oh, yeah, no, biggest birthday present of my life. Okay. Yes.
That's what I was assuming.
Yeah. We figured, yeah.
every one of these episodes, I think this is episode 5 now. I'm going to lose count, but I've been trying to say it in each episode so that I can remember. We play some kind of game. And sometimes the game has a point, and sometimes it's really dumb.
Okay. I love both.
Today is more of a dumb game.
Okay.
So you're going to play against Dave. He does not know what this is. And this is the palindrome story. So I'm going to give you a pen.
My name's a palindrome.
Coincidentally enough,
Ava,
that was my sister.
Ava is a palindrome. So I'm going to read the palindrome story for the benefits of our listeners, since this is a podcast. And while I'm reading, this is your time to go through and circle as many palindromes as you can. A palindrome is a word or phrase that is the same spelled forward and backward, like Ava. So you can go through. If you see Ava in there twice, hint, hint, you probably want to circle it twice. But I'm going to read the palindrome story.
No cheating. No, we haven't started yet.
What he said? You can look.
I'm going to read the palindrome story for our listeners. And then the whole time I'm doing that, I'm going to let you write or circle. I'll give you a few seconds afterward, like turn on some Jeopardy music or something. I don't know. There's probably a copyright thing about that. And then we will score it up. You only get a point if you found one the other person did not.
And my question is, if it's one singular letter, does that count?
One letter by itself does not count. It has to be longer than one letter. So I was going to say ready, set, go, but then I heard about get set and the long pause. So ready, get set.
Oh, no.
Go. Was it a cat I saw? Ava asked her mom and dad. It was almost noon on New Year's Eve, and she was heading, on foot, to meet her friends Hannah, Bob, and Anna for a kayak trip. One double boat, two solos. What should have been a leisurely run was quickly getting faster as Ava passed a race car here, an animal there, and nearly set off a police officer's speed radar in between while maneuvering around a parked Honda Civic. Step on no pets, her mom warned, as a Toyota flew by the trio with a toot of its horn. Huh, I wasn't trying to, Ava responded, looking over at her parents to see what that comment might refer to, while always still keeping one eye focused on the terrain. Wow, you nearly did it again, her dad cautioned. His face was getting redder as the miles flew by, especially as the ground became less level, but Ava still had a pep in her step. You could hear it with each footfall on the gravel. Pop, 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 pop. She straightened her customary running bib and recorded her stats, a.k.a. her personal best times, as the clock struck noon. So I'll let you give a few more seconds. That is the end of the palindrome story. I do not expect it to win any kind of Pulitzer Prize or something, but for the purposes of this podcast, I think it's probably the best story that has ever been written for the purposes of Red Hawk Rewind. I'm looking at our producer, and he's giving me the nod.
I feel honored.
This is really just me stalling. You have... let's say 10 seconds left.
Oh, my gosh.
9, 8. I know it's hard to circle words when you're hearing numbers go by, too. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, pens down. I don't know the best way to score this. I do have the answers, but if you just will kind of work our way through and you compare notes, and then you can mark with a tally at the bottom of your sheet if you found one the other person didn't work.
They already got me. I missed the last one.
So
don't worry. I was struggling to even read this.
I actually wasn't reading it. I was just going through the things.
That's fine. Go give us a few. Like, let's just kind of compare and see. My guess is that you're pretty close to each other, but I don't know.
Even the first line, what'd you get?
I got Ava, mom, and dad.
I got all those.
The amazing part is, was it a cat I saw? The entire phrase is a palindrome. I did not write that. I Googled it, but you can keep going.
Wait, where?
The first sentence.
The whole quote, was it a cat I saw, is actually a palindrome.
Oh.
The long ones are hard to find.
There was... When I was in high school, we had a substitute teacher. He said something about a man, a plan, Panama Canal.
That was one. Yeah, there was one.
See,
like, you prepped for this. I didn't even know it. Okay.
He cheated. He studied.
Yeah. Keep going.
To study. I have noon.
Noon, yeah.
Eve.
Oh, no. You got one.
Yes.
The three-letter word got me.
Yep. Hannah, Bob, and Anna.
Hannah, Bob, Anna. Got it.
Kayak.
You got me again. Oh, it's not looking so good for me. I think I lose this every week, so.
Yeah. Solos?
Another point. Can we just stop counting?
No, this is, I'm really enjoying
this. I have to spend so much time coming up with it.
The least I can do is like revel in it.
Very, very humbling.
I have Ava again.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay, race car?
Yeah.
You got that? Okay, radar?
Yep.
Okay, Civic?
Civic.
Okay. Mom?
Yep.
Did you guys skip Step on No Pets? Another long?
I did skip that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about a Toyota? Those long ones, when they're more than one word, they're really hard.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that one. I got toot.
Toot.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yep.
My name again.
Yep.
All right. Refer?
Refer.
That's, okay. And then I didn't have anyone until next dad.
The only other one.
I got I.
Good job, Dave.
I got, yes.
I didn't get that one. No.
I appreciate you. Dave. Take, like, I just needed a point. Okay.
Rudder? Is that one?
Okay, but what about dad?
I did get dad. That?
Okay.
And wow, and wow and did?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Wow, we missed two easy ones. I could have caught up in a hurry.
Well, as you go down, like, the time, you know, I wanted to, like, get the catchphrase timer and, like, put that annoying sound over the top, but my kids told me that was, like, going to be too much.
Oh, I think you should do it.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun.
You just lay it in after the fact.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Level?
Yep.
Ava?
Yep.
Pep?
Yep.
Then I have the, like, the pops.
Yeah, what's pop, 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 pop? How many is that?
That's five.
Oh, is there but more? If you but if reverse, it's, like, 10.
Those you'd have to do individually.
You can keep going.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And then I have bib.
Bib.
Stats.
Ooh, good one.
And then noon. I miss noon, but I know it's on there.
And what's that?
AKA.
AKA. I got AKA as well.
Oh, I didn't get that one.
So right. You didn't get shut out. That
I did okay.
Yeah, but no, you did pretty good.
We like to end serious after whatever this was. So I expect that you're going to take this home and like hang it up on your wall or something.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to.
The palindrome story.
I won, too. Like, it's like going to go next to all the race bibs, just like.
Do you, like, can you keep track even? I mean, like, I think it's like 7 race or something that you've been top 3 in max. Like, do they all run together? Or, like, that was my other question. Like, I could just quiz you on, like, do you remember this race or this medal or whatever.
Oh, no, I don't, actually. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they all run together. Last question. That was good.
Thank you.
A little more serious.
Oh.
If you could go back and tell freshman year Ava and give her a piece of advice, knowing what you know now, like, you've been here, this is, like you said, the 6th year, the ups and downs, but, like, all the accomplishments that you've had, what advice would you give?
Oh, man. See, I'm very unserious, so my first response is unserious advice, but
we'll take that, too.
Oh, I was going to say, just eat less fiber. Don't eat protein bars before your run. That's the stomach problems. real quickly with those protein bars before a run. After, great. Before, don't do it. But seriously, I would say probably, like, don't take everything so seriously. Because I feel like, especially freshman year, like, every workout, everything, every race, I was like, this means so much. Everything has to go perfectly. And it's like, it never does. You just have to go with it. So that's probably my...
I think that's good lesson for everybody, right? Just relax a little bit. Yeah. Everything's so serious anymore.
Yeah, so. Just, you know, have fun with it.
Well, thank you for being here. Yeah, thank you for watching, listening, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Red Hawk Rewind.
Thank you. Yeah.